This is Earth and Sky. The Millennium Ecosystem Assessment was an effort by scientists from around the world to measure the health of the global environment in a new way.
In this global assessment, the focus was on the consequences of environmental degradation to human well-being. Some of the assessment's findings were grim. The scientists found that humans have changed the natural world faster and more extensively over the past 50 years than at any other time in human history, in the process degrading much of our natural capital.
Christiane Samper is director of the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History. He's been part of the Millennium Ecosystem Assessment since scientists began thinking about conducting it. We asked him, in the midst of widespread ecosystem degradation, what positive signs he sees for our human future on Earth.
We're a persistent species. What is clear is that in various parts of the world, we have found encouraging developments. Even in the northeastern United States, we find that many of the areas were deforested more than a century ago, and many of these areas have come back, and actually the overall forest cover has been increasing substantially. I think one of the things that we've confirmed clearly is that many of the natural ecosystems actually have a very good capacity to recover from change, and that with effective and adequate management, many of these areas can recover.
That's our show, We're Blockin' Bird, for Earth and Sky.